Well, we do share with you the very sad news this afternoon that veteran of this radio station and, of course, of 4BC as well, Rod Tiley passed away today, surrounded by his loving family. Rugby league commentator and former colleague of Rod Tiley from 4BC, Peter Pasoltis, is online this afternoon. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Ollie, not a problem, mate. I wish it was under happier circumstances.
And certainly we all do. Rod Tiley, as I said, absolute legend of broadcasting. You must have some wonderful memories of his time at 4BC.
Oh, most definitely. I was absolutely thrilled a long time ago now to have had the opportunity to call rugby league with Rod Tiley. I think his greatest legacy, Ollie, for the media landscape, as I'm sure he's done so in Perth in recent years with his time at 6PR, as he did over here with various networks, more recently 4BC. And he was one of the pioneers of FM radio, FM 104, before the days of Triple M over here. His biggest legacy is the way that he nurtured young talent through. And there's rarely a person that's been involved in the sports media in Brisbane for the last two or three decades that at least hadn't come across Rod Tiley and have him mentor you. That's how I'm going to remember Rod. Just the little bits of advice that he used to give. He was always someone where you knew where you stood with Rod Tiley, and that is no different if you were the coach of the Brisbane Broncos, Premier of Queensland, or a work experience kid spending time in a newsroom with Rod Tiley, or indeed, in my case, being a young aspiring rugby league commentator and getting to work with Rod, travel with him. Just an outstanding individual. If I can, there's one piece of commentary where I remember when I was a kid and I saw Rod Tiley. He was on the sideline for Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a grand final in 1990. And I know we're not able to advocate violence on the sporting field or anything like that, but there was an all-in brawl in the Brisbane Rugby League grand final. It was Valleys v North. I know the teams won't mean too much to your listeners, but just picture Waffle grand final day with two main rivals going head-to-head. And there was a call put out there by one of the players on the field and everyone got involved in the blue. Rod Tiley, do you think he was the sideline eye, or if you like, in your terminology, Ollie, boundary rider, just sitting back watching?
I think he went in.
He was just about pretty much in there. And if you have a look, it's on YouTube. If you Google 1990 BRL Grand Final, you'll see Rod Tiley there in the driving rain, holding the umbrella in one hand, microphone in the other, basically trying to avoid the punters in there. And he was saying who's throwing what and this and that. He was getting right involved. He was magnificent at painting a picture. He could make, even in general terms when calling on the radio, he could make the most dreadful game sound as if it was an all-time classic.
Peter Pasoltis, thank you for sharing your memories of Rod Tiley this afternoon. He did it all, a music jock, journalist, sport commentator, news director and news talk presenter here most recently at 6PR. He passed away surrounded this morning by his loving family. John McCoy, he worked with Rod Tiley, and I believe John McCoy, who joins us now on the line, you also went to school with Rod.
Yes, good evening, Ollie, and good evening to everybody in Perth. Yeah, look, a very sad day when I heard the news of Rod, or Mr. T, as he was probably best known in radio, certainly in Queensland, of Rod's passing. And yes, we went back a long way, way before radio. We were schoolmates together. We went to Gregory Terrace, the Christian Brothers School in Brisbane. So we were mates right through school, and then our paths took us both into radio. So yes, have been friends for a long time. And look, even though we knew this day was coming, it's a very sad day. And I'd just like to, first of all, extend to Mari and to Ben and to David and their families my very deepest condolences on the loss of a great mate.
Now, it is quite bizarre that you both went to school together and you both ended up calling rugby league. That must have been that must have been a dream for both of you.
It was, actually. And it was funny, we only ever worked together at the one station for a very short time, and that was very late in Rod's career, not long before he left Brisbane to go across to join his extended family in Perth. And that was at 4BC. But through our early days, Rod came back to call football at 4IP, and I had just left the 4IP network to go all over to 4BC, the which was the sporting and racing station.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, at 4BC, I was the football caller, and it was funny that our paths led us, you know, down very similar areas in radio. But through all of that, and even though we were probably competitors to a certain degree, and then of course Rod went across to the FM network, the Triple M network for a long time. So in theory, yes, we were competitors, but I don't think we ever looked upon ourselves as competitors. We were just, you know, extremely good mates that we had been for so long.
Rod, of course, had a very, very distinguished career, particularly in Queensland on FM, on AM. He really was able to master all of the skills, wasn't he, as a sports commentator, news director here as well, played music. What were some of the highlights for Rod in his broadcasting career, particularly in Queensland?
Well, I think, he was always, he really made his name, even though he did call rugby league for a short time on 4AP, which was on the AM band. He really made his name in FM with the Triple M network, where he was the news director for so long and was known to everybody as Mr. T. And I think the thing that he really had in his favour was his versatility. He could just do so many things. He could be a music jock if needed be. He could be a sports commentator. And, of course, he was a very successful news director. So as far as radio was concerned, he was one of those rare people who could just do so many things, fill so many roles, and Ollie do them all so competently. And he was great for the Australian radio industry. There is no doubt about that. He's one of those people who the industry can be very proud of, because there aren't too many people can fill the number of roles that Rod did and did to such a high degree.
John McCoy, very, very sad day it is for everybody here at 6PR, and of course for you as one of his great mates and plenty of friends and family that Rod Tiley has right across Australia.
Absolutely, and I can tell you that when I heard the news, immediately got on to one of our really good mates from our school days together. This year we're in fact just about to celebrate our 50-year reunion out of school. It'll be a sad reunion this year with Rod's passing only a few days beforehand, but already the word has gone out amongst all of our schoolmates, and I can tell you we're all very, very sad to hear that news today.
John McCoy, thank you for sharing your thoughts this afternoon.
Thanks, Ollie. My pleasure.